Morning, Classic Rock 99.5.
Hey, it's Todd Zuckerman calling.
Todd, how are you, pal?
Hey, Big Daddy, what's going on?
Not much. It's a lot better today than it was yesterday. And by the way, thanks for talking with me yesterday. We had a studio that blew up on us, so I couldn't do your interview. But thanks for calling back, man. I appreciate it.
Oh, man, thanks for having me. Yesterday must have been a weird day because there was a technical issue in Cincinnati, and then I had a technical issue in another interview later on. So there must have been some weird stuff in the air.
Well, it's that coronavirus that's going on out there. I'm sure that's what it is. But
that's the weird stuff, I'm sure.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome to the program this morning Todd Zuckerman, who's the drummer for Styx. And you've been, I know you're calling in, you have a new project out, new music for yourself. And I want to get to that because I actually listen to the music. But let's go back to Styx. You've been with them now for, what, 25 years? So that means you're the new guy on the block?
Yes, I will always be the new guy and the baby in the band.
I had been hearing some stuff from Dennis DeYoung, where he is saying that there may be a get-together of Styx and Dennis DeYoung. Can you shed any light on that at all?
I have not heard that statement from him or anyone in my organization.
What are you guys doing now? Because I'm sure you had a lot of gigs cancel on you. What are you doing?
Well, we're doing what every other single musician, athlete, band does in the world. We're staying at home, and we're staying safe, and we're going to help flatten the curve. And we're not going to do anything until it's absolutely safe for us, the crew, the local crews, and anyone that would attend the show. You know, so we'll have to wait this one out.
I'm kind of bummed out with this whole thing because we have an event here in Sioux City called Saturday in the Park, which is a heritage music festival. Thousands and thousands of people. We've had, you know, B.B. King, Aretha Franklin, Chuck Berry. I mean, it's like a who's who of rock and roll. They just announced yesterday that they are postponing their event that was scheduled for July the 3rd, and it's the 30th anniversary, too. So we thought, oh, man, it's a shame some of these things that are happening. But I'm sure you're getting affected by it, too. A lot of cancellations for Styx.
Yeah, I mean, it's everything's definitely on hold. We have dates every month, and you know, especially the dates that were booked, contracts signed, tickets were sold. You know, they have to place them somewhere. It doesn't necessarily mean that those are going to happen, but you have to place them somewhere. So it's just a matter of seeing what is going to happen. You know, no one knows what's going to happen. So that's where we're at. It's we're in a holding pattern.
Yeah, no one knows. Like the promoters are saying, well, we don't know. You know, the bands might not want to play. They don't know what's happening. We don't know what's happening. But I hope we can get through this because I'm ready for some live music. It's been 2 months now. Are you going stir crazy yet at home?
Absolutely not, actually, to be honest with you. I mean, I've been on the road for 24 straight years, so I don't mind having a little home time and actually get to watch my daughter grow up a little.
Very cool. I was talking to Todd Zuckerman, the drummer for Styx. How'd you get the gig?
Oh, boy. That's a really that's a big answer to that one. I got the gig because I said yes to everything. I did every gig working my way up the ranks, and I finally made my way up into doing recording sessions. I was doing about 20, 30 recording sessions a month in Chicago. And the guy that handled my gear for all the sessions that carted, you know, had various drum kits flying around from studio to studio, he had worked with the guys in the past, worked with a couple of guys from the band on their solo projects. And when John Panazzo was in ill health and couldn't physically play and they needed a drummer for a recording session, they called Keith Marks, who handled my gear, and said, "Who should we get?" And he recommended me, so that was sort of the in. That was back in March of '95.
Man, well, I've been kind of looking up on a bio for you've played with some of the biggies, man. You played with Brian Wilson, you played with Peter Cetera, you know, a whole bunch of great performers. And what's this about Spinal Tap? I saw Spinal Tap on your bio. You've played with Spinal Tap.
I did the Tonight Show with those guys. Back in 2000, and in 2009, I played Jimmy Fallon and Jon Stewart, The Daily Show, with those guys, which was, you know, just an absolute blast, as you can imagine. It was just it was literally a laugh a minute.
Did they blow you up or kill you at the end, like every other Spinal Tap drummer?
No, I think they've mellowed in their later years. So I think they stopped killing drummers a long time ago. But we did do Stonehenge complete with the 18-inch monument and the little people. So that was a lot of fun.
We're talking with Todd Sukerman, who's the drummer for Styx. He has been for 25 years. But I also noticed that you worked with Brian Culbertson. I'm a smooth jazz kind of guy. And I listened to the music. You have a new project out called Last Flight Home. You, my friend, are a very good vocalist, and it's a great music project. What can you tell me about Last Flight Home?
Well, thank you, man. I'm glad you dig it. An old friend of mine, J.K. Harrison, had believed in me that I could do this when I never did. And he kept haranguing me and harassing me to do a record with him, and I finally relented. So that's kind of how this came to be. It was a more of a curiosity and a grand experiment to see if I could do something I wasn't sure that I could do. So I went into it with a grain of salt, in a way. But by the second night we were together, we wrote the song Last Flight Home in a half hour. It's just one of those magical nights where it was lightning back and forth. And I thought, oh my goodness, this is really kind of materializing pretty quickly. Let me just get out of my own way and see where this leads.
You're a very good vocalist. It's got to be kind of different for you to hide behind those drums with a guy like Tommy Shaw out there, because do you ever get a chance to sing with Styx on stage?
Yes, I've been doing a lot of the background stuff with those guys. Not a ton, but probably about three songs a night. So, yeah, I feel very safe in the mix with those guys, but going out front is the... It feels like the cliche dream where you end up in front of the class in school in your underwear.
Yeah, well, it's not what you're used to, but you are a very good vocalist. I like the song that you put out, The Last Flight Home. It has kind of a smooth jazz feel to it. It's certainly different than any Styx song that I've ever heard.
I might have to disagree with that, the smooth jazz. I would think more Coldplay, but...
No, that's fair.
It's in the ear of the listener.
And that's fair. And my point, I guess, would be it certainly isn't like a Styx song. It's something completely different, and I like it very much.
Well, thank you. I mean, it's really the English bands I've always been drawn to, so it's been interesting hearing what other people hear in it. You know, I've gotten Brian Wilson, late 70s Genesis, The Cure, Alan Parsons, The Beatles, XTC, Jellyfish, Elbow. So it's been interesting hearing what other people hear in it.
What are people saying about it?
Pretty much that. I mean, I think the people closest to me are shocked that I can sing, for one. I remember playing it for one of my oldest friends, another drummer buddy of mine, who, you know, had no idea I was going to go this way. And he looked at me after playing a song with just a deadpan face, and he said, "How did you know that you could do this?" and I said, "I didn't know, and I still don't know, but I'm trying."
Todd, how do people get a hold of this fine piece of music?
It's available on digital platforms everywhere right now. You know, iTunes, Apple Music, Amazon, Spotify. But if you want a hard copy, a signed copy, or the 180-gram limited edition vinyl, that's available at toddsukerman.com.
You've been doing Styx for 25 years. The music industry has certainly changed in that time. What's the biggest change that you've seen in the music industry?
Oh, boy. Record sales going down, Napster, file sharing, to the point where really the biggest revenue stream anyone can have is the live experience. Which is why this, COVID-19 is really hurting musicians at this time, because that's the biggest revenue stream that anybody has.
Talking with Todd Sukerman from, got a brainwave here, Todd Sukerman of Styx. Who's your favorite drummer? Who's your biggest influence?
I can name the Holy Trinity for me, which is Tony Williams, Steve Smith, And Vinny Caliuta.
Okay, from somebody who's not a drummer, Tony Williams is from where?
Tony Williams started playing with Miles Davis when he was 17 years old in 1963. And what he was doing at that age would literally be like taking Michael Jordan in his prime and putting him in the NBA in 1955.
Wow.
Yeah, Steve Smith, we're most famous for being in the drummer of Journey, but he's one of the greatest drummers who ever lived. And Vinny Caliuta came to prominence with Frank Zappa, has played with Sting, Joni Mitchell, Herbie Hancock, Jeff Beck. He's been on thousands of records and is arguably the greatest person who ever picked up a pair of drumsticks.
I appreciate you stopping by the program this morning, Todd, and I wish you luck with your new project and your new solo career, if you want to call it that. it is what it is. You know, are you guys going to get together?
It was just a grand experiment to see. You know, I mean, I have no aspirations to be like, you know, some sort of singing celebrity. You know, is he going to leave the band? No, I love my band. I love the guys. I'm a drummer through and through, but I'm a musician. And, you know, I wanted to see if I could do this and release something that I feel strong and that I'm proud of and I could stand behind and go, yeah, this is how it went down.
Appreciate you spending time on the show, and I wish you the best of luck. And keep rocking, my friend.
Right on, Big Daddy. Well, hopefully before too long, we'll be out and about, and we'll see you at a show in the Sioux City sometime.
Well, I think I might have seen you a couple of times. You have played, I think, one of our, I think our 10th birthday party or something here in Sioux City. You've played here a few times, and we've always had fun listening to Styx. So come back soon.
Right on. Hey, stay safe, man, and hopefully we'll see you before too long.
See you, Todd. Take care of yourself, man.
Thanks, Big Daddy. Cheers.
Cheers, too.